אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We are reading in Kabbalah for the Student. We're on page 737, the inner observation of Talmud Esar Sfirot. We're in chapter 6. Oh, sounds like we are on 26, actually.
Yes, where? Okay, chapter 6. Okay, let's continue. This is a very special part, very good part. I think that we will learn with you well, maybe after the convention we'll study, well, maybe not even, well, yes, maybe after the Stockholm Convention we'll start studying inner looking part 9 of the study of the Ten Sefirot. So you should prepare the books, part 9, inner observation. Because there in part 9 of the in the inner observations he's talking about man and mud and how we raise the lower ones and along with them we ascend. How the lower ones awaken us and we through them can connect with the upper one and the upper of the upper. That's very important for us now in our work in the fields, in the streets. Well, okay, so, chapter 6.
Chapter 6.
It is impossible for,
it is impossible for the will to receive to appear in any essence except in our Bechinot discernments, which are the four letters of Havaya. 24. Let us fully understand the end that occurred in Malchut. First, we will explain what the Kabbalists have determined, that there is no light, great or small, in the upper worlds or in the lower worlds, that is not arranged by the order of the four-letter name, Havaya.
Why? Because we don't feel the light, just like we don't feel electricity. Right? But each and every phenomenon is felt by us in vessels which reveal, discover this phenomenon for us. How do I know that there's a light or electricity? The kli, the vessel, is impressed, is excited. It shows how the wire is getting warmer or the engine is moving, or the pointer is moving. I don't know, I don't see electricity. I can see electrons. But that's also a phenomenon that comes from the inner force, which is concealed. And even this force, when I check it and try to reveal it, I do it on top of something that shows me that there's a force that is active there. Now, I don't know the force itself. So thus, he says that there's no force, no in the upper worlds, nor in the neither in the lower worlds, something which is not in the four letters of Havaya. So we need the vessels, always. Before you feel a certain phenomenon, it doesn't matter which phenomenon, whether it's corporeal or spiritual, you are the only one who differentiates between the two. Before you feel that it's a phenomenon, just know that the upper light has to pass through four phases, and in the fourth phase, only there do you discover the phenomenon. And in this fourth phase, it continues and it's being incorporated, integrated from different sub-degrees. The fourth phase is called Malchut Ein Sof, then Tzimtzum and Masach and Or Chozer, and the division of Malchut Ein Sof into 125 degrees, and you're in the final, the last degree, which is also divided into many, many degrees only. Then somewhere below, you feel a certain phenomenon within your impression. Ah, oh, who, what? That's the light influencing you, and that's how it is revealed in your kli. That's it. Look how many systems are there before you. But eventually, whatever, these, whatever will happen, those four kelim, four letters, have to develop from the light so that you will eventually feel the phenomenon. This phenomenon includes myself, my life, my world, everything. This is the sum total, the generality of this phenomenon. This is the reality, your life, the last level of Havaya. Okay? Yes, Gershon.
The revelation of the reason or the cause depends on the intention. The revelation of the reason, you said, the reason, the cause, and the result that comes in the end.
If at the end you know how to make actions in order to rise from the result, from the consequence, to the cause, then you will reveal the cause. And that's called adhesion to the Creator in your ascension in the letter of degrees.
Those actions that you said are the intentions. Those actions that you just said right now, that's the intention that we have.
According to your intention to bestow, the vessels are being revealed to you. Only under this condition, to not fail you. If I know to work only in reception, so for my own benefit, then I don't receive anything from this whole letter of degrees. What I'm given is just this very basic, preliminary ability to exist. And it's the state that exists before every ascent. But that's a very small state that is called this world. But if I develop an intention in order to bestow, according to the first degree, then I'm given the ability to reveal the desire of this first degree, meaning that I can work with this desire, with an intention, and then this way I acquire my first degree. The kli of the first degree is called the kli of the soul, and the light that fills it is called the light of that soul. I've acquired one divided to 125 degree of my soul. This happens if I work in this way that I work, and I make this thing work. And there's also a process, in addition, that if I don't activate this whole thing activates me. That's called Be'ito, in its time. Not Achishena, when I hasten the states on my own, rather in its time, Be'ito. And it is when I'm not the one who's concerned about the intention, rather I'm being revealed. I reveal this desire of the next degree, just without the intention, and then I feel bad. Do you understand it or not? You think you understand it. Okay. I'm in a state somewhere in the bottom of the ladder, at the end of the ladder. Okay. Above, there's Ein Sof. Gmar HaTikun, the end of correction. Here is this world. This world. I am here, in this lowermost point, lowermost degree. That's me. I'm here. Now, the question is, how do I rise? I can rise, I can ascend by developing the intention, the intention meaning in order to bestow, which happens in the group, otherwise how will I know that I do want to bestow? in the group. Well, and dissemination, the study and everything, all in all. And then I reach the first degree, right? The first degree. I've reached it. And then the desire to receive, the desire to receive is also growing. Two. Meaning first, I had an intention, that's one. And later, in the desire to receive, which is two. And then, what I have here is called, altogether, is called the first degree, which is the Kli and the light, the vessel and the light, which are called together Neshama, a soul. And my ascension here, meaning if one and later two, then that's called the path of Torah. Now, if I don't do it, if two, meaning the desire to receive, before one, meaning the intention, that's called the path of suffering. What does that mean? Let's say I made no efforts, but there's a certain timer that is running. How to say timer? In Hebrew?
Timer is clear.
Okay, timer is clear. And it jumped. The timer worked, and nothing was felt, and suddenly police, I don't know, the police come to me, or IRS, or a certain felon, or, I don't know, a crook, or thieves. Maybe it can also be someone from my home. Disturbances can come from different people. So let's say this happens. If I'm too lazy, then my desire to receive grows within me, that's two. And then I feel greater trouble. I lack something and I feel bad and my health is not as I want it to be. If the desire to receive has no light within it, then it is felt within us, by us, as negative phenomena. And then, as a result of the fact that I don't have a choice, I'm trying to look for a way to get out. Until I eventually understand that it is better to die than to live, and then I develop somehow this number one again, the intention. That's a path that is called the path of suffering.
No. No.
That's it. What?
This degree, what does it give me? What am I about to see, the thought of the Creator, what He wants to lead me? What does it give me? When I reach one, what changed for me being...
What are you talking about, first of all?
It doesn't matter if it's suffering or if it's the path of Torah. I'm looking at the diagram. What does it matter? No, I'm sure it matters, the process. But when I'm in this degree, what actually did I receive? What addition did I receive that now I'm more...
You've received a soul.
And what does that mean?
An addition of the Kli and the light together, in which you feel the Creator. You have a certain unification with Him.
And from here on, I can't in the degree of the essence to continue on, because I feel the Creator is leading me.
What are you talking about? In every degree, you're as a new person. Nothing is influencing you from the past. You're currently in degree number 120, and you're 5 degrees left till the end of correction. And in degree number 121, you do stupid things, foolish things, just like the foolest person, the greatest fool in this world. Let's say Shimon from the market. What does this Shimon from the market has? Have you seen such people? You can go to the market in Petah Tikva. Today is Friday, so you can go and see what happens. I won't go any longer there. I'm afraid. Because I'm telling you, what is this shop owner in the marketplace? These are people who might be great people, but it is someone who has nothing in life but earning for his living, go home, eat well with his family, arrange everything, go to bed, go to sleep, and that's it. And to be concerned, again, the place to earn a living and a place to waste it. A place to earn his living and a place to waste it. That's it. That's what you're asking.
That's why I asked. When a person comes to
each and every degree that you underwent, that you've passed, doesn't influence the rest. And I can tell you more. It can influence the rest of the degrees, maybe in a negative way. Meaning, if I passed a certain degree with pain and suffering, problems and a mess that I had, let's select this degree. This is degree number one, that's degree number two. All in all, in general, I've passed two degrees. So if a degree passed with great suffering, then I have to be in a better state, seemingly, than if I passed it in the way of Torah. Because I've suffered, my desire to receive finally understands that it's not worthwhile. It suffered too much. My bones are aching. I'm entirely dissembled. I'm broken. I just want to be incorporated with good. Don't touch me. I'll be a good boy. Right? You understand what I'm talking about.
You give the impression. That was the question.
You understand what I'm talking about, right? And what happens later? Why doesn't it work?
I think that it does. Something changes. It's a little bit. There's an impression that's created, and then the next degree.
If it leaves an impression, then when will you have the freedom of choice from? How will you have a freedom of choice? You understand? There's Well, let's continue. Guys, you can ask endlessly about this. It's better if five lines.
We are on page 737. This goes hand in hand with the law that there is no light in the world that is not clothed in a kli. I have already explained the difference between his essence and the light that expands from him, that happens only due to the will to enjoy that is contained in his expanding light, being a disparity of form from his essence, who does not have that desire. The expanding light is defined by the name emanated, because this disparity of form stops the light from being emanator to being emanated.
We never perceive the light without a kli. If we're talking about the light that expands or being emanated to us, means that the light already appears within the vessels, and we are in a state and we can check it, measure it, work with it. But there's no such thing like feeling a light that is not dressed within a kli. And also the light itself, we don't feel it. We just feel we call the phenomenon within the kli, within the vessel, by the name light. That's clear, right?
It is also explained that the will to enjoy included in his light is also the measure of the greatness of the light. It is called the place of the light, meaning it receives its abundance according to its measure of will to receive and craving, no more and no less.
Meaning that the light is revealed only within the kli. The phenomenon that something is revealed within the kli, we name the same phenomenon by the name light. This phenomenon depends only upon the qualities, the attributes of the Kli. The light has no attributes. The light has nothing that we can point on at all. That's actually your relation to godliness. Right? That the Creator has no form, no shape, not taste, flavor, nothing. That's something that is unperceivable. He's unattainable. Only the phenomenon that we feel within, that happens within our vessels, we call it light. All the different shapes or forms that we refer to when we speak about the Creator, these are only phenomena. Now, there's a question. So why do we name it light? We should call it the Kli, and that's it. The vessel, and that's it, right? Why should we call it? Why do we call it light? Why do we divide this reality that is revealed to us into two ingredients, the Kli and the O, the vessel and the light? There's something outside of us. Okay, that's also correct. Meaning that the reality is divided into two parts. That's... Let's read. And, yes, it is also explained.
It also explains that this will to receive is the very novelty that was generated in the creation of the world by way of making existence from absence. This is so because this form alone is not at all included in his abundance, and the Creator has only now created it for the purpose of creation. This is the meaning of "and create darkness." Since this form is the root for darkness, due to the disparity of form in it, for this reason it is darker than the light that expands within her and because of her.
Again,
it also explains that this will to receive is the very novelty that was generated in the creation of the worlds by way of making existence from absence.
Meaning, what suddenly is revealed, created, emanated within this nothing. You can't even call it a vacant space because a space is already something. Then this nothing is called the desire to receive. So we're talking only about the desire to receive and only about the phenomena that are revealed in the desire to receive. Only about this. And within that desire to receive, we divide it into two. There's the Kli, the vessel, and there's the light. And what is the light? These are also phenomena in the desire to receive that belong to the desire to receive. Meaning the desire to receive in our sensation is divided into two forms, into two manifestations.
This is so because this form alone is not at all included in his abundance, and the Creator has only now created it for the purpose of creation. This is the meaning of "and create darkness," since this form is the root for darkness, due to the disparity of form in it. For this reason, it is darker than the light that expands within her and because of her. Now you see that any light that expands from him instantly consists of two discernments. The first is the essence of the expanding light before the form of desire to enjoy appears in it. Two, the second one is after the form of desire to enjoy appears in it, at which time it becomes coarser and somewhat darker due to the acquisition of disparity of form. Thus, the first discernment is the light, and the second discernment is the Kli. For this reason, any expanding light consists of four bchinot in the impression on the Kli. This is so because the form of the will to receive, called a kli, to the expanding light, is not completed all at once, but by way of operator and operated. There are two pchinot in the operator and two pchinot in the operated. They are called potential and actual in the operator and potential and actual in the operated, which make up four pchinot.
Again.
We're going to, it also explains that this will to receive is the very... I'm sorry.
What does that mean? That you cannot speak about any aspect, and also not about the light itself, but only if it is revealed as a phenomenon within the Kli. Because we don't know anything about the light itself. We cannot say anything about it. It's like the Creator. It's concealed, unperceived. And the creator, the creature, never feels it. The creature feels phenomena inside the desire to receive. That's it. Only what is perceived there. I have no words. The whole matter that is called existence from absence, it appears and it exists only because his essence wishes to reveal itself by a certain clothing, covering. That in this appearance, by this covering, by the matter that is called the matter and the desire to receive, there we differentiate these two things, the light and the vessel. So we have this. The first is the essence of the expanding light before the form of desire to enjoy appears in it. The second one is after the form of desire to enjoy appears in it, at which time it becomes coarser and somewhat darker due to the acquisition of disparity of form. Meaning that it already begins to change. If it wouldn't have changed, we would never reveal, discover, no changes in the light. Meaning the Kli that is changing is bringing to us these phenomena in reference to the light. Why do I emphasize it so much? And only the desire to receive changes, and only the desire to receive gives us different phenomena, and also the different appearances of the desire to receive, we call them lights, and the same appearances, and also appearances of the desire to receive, we call them vessels. I refer to that so that we'll know that we should never detach from the desire to receive and refer only to it. And thus the first discernment is the light and the second discernment is the Kli. For this reason, any expanding light consists of four prinot in the oppression of the Kli. Meaning also the light that expands, which is not a light, rather an impression of the Kli, but on top of it there is an additional impression that's called the impression of the Kli. This is so because the form of the will to receive, called a Kli to the expanding light, is not completed at all at once, but by way of operator and operated. There are two prinot in the operator and two prinot in the operated, and they're called four prinot, which make up four prinot. Questions?
Meaning what we're seeing right now, that the Creator created this for the sake of creation. Meaning he did the whole creation only in order to be revealed before us. That's the problem. The Creator can't exist on his own. If he wouldn't create the creation, he wouldn't exist.
I don't know. With such questions, you can address philosophers.
So what is just now the Creator invented it?
Now and later, we only refer to those terms as cause and consequence. And that's, thank God, we need to end this part.
So before we move to the next part, we'll sing together a song.
Stay. was about to jump in, a new chapter begins. Whoa, a whole new thing. I walked in, she gave me some water.